She usually comes late. She's running around. And then she has to leave early because she's in Clark County Public Health Advisory.
Oh, okay. Oh, and that's the one you... Well, she can give you the report and you can report.
Yeah.
Sorry. The idea, though, I think is...
So you can only have, what, 6 residents?
Yeah, she's tired. I'm thinking we're going to skip. Is that okay?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. She's just tired.
I was going to determine.
I'm okay. I love it.
I do too.
I eat dinner every day.
Oh, it's boring. I'm hungry.
We'll do it next week for sure. Oh, no. Next month. But you will. Oh, you will. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Looks like
no, I'm at the next, the December.
The meeting?
No, that's the December meeting you're missing, okay.
She's an owner who's just finishing her PhD.
I think the thing that I got rid of is
that. How long have you been doing that?
I love soap. Do you do fabric?
Absolutely not, but I appreciate it. I do collect soap scars.
The Clark County Commission on Aging, November 15th meeting, will please come to order. We've all had an opportunity to review the agenda. May we have a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? In reviewing the September 20th meetings, do you have any changes that you'd like to forward at this time? If not, may I have a motion to approve the September 20th meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? For the chair report, I just wanted to make mention that last time our speaker, Roy Johnson from the Vancouver Housing Authority was here. And I wanted to just mention the fact that Sherry Dickerson from the Vancouver Housing Authority and also Christina Marneras from the Area Agency on Aging and Disabilities for Southwest Washington was here, and they brought some really good problem solving to people in the audience who asked questions. So I just wanted to do a public thank you to them. Supporting services?
Yeah. So we were able to meet, so just refresh. Is it better?
No, it's not.
There isn't a button. Does it work?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. For 2017, using a similar format as we use for the housing, we're gonna focus on supportive services. And we've been in the process of working with our community partners in solidifying our topics. So earlier in November, we met with the Area Agency on Aging, the Clark County Public Health Department, Clark County Community Services, and Vancouver Housing Authority to go over our potential topics, and we are pretty close to finalizing those topics. The theme will continue to be aging in place, and the next speaker for the supportive services will start in March of 2017 after the housing summit. Thanks.
Thank you.
And they're going to be panels rather than just a speaker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be panels next year. Instead of just one speaker, we'll have up to three speakers.
Communication?
Yes, we've been meeting and just wrapping up for our housing summit in February, looking at documents and preparing our annual report. That's about it.
Thank you. Housing committee?
The housing committee is continuing to work on our policy recommendations for the board. aiming at the end of the year, and so we're continuing to refine those things and then look at opportunities where there will be new housing built as to how the commission can have an impact on having housing built that would be accessible for the aging population.
Thank you. Pat Janik is not here, but she is our liaison to the Area Agency and Aging Southwest Washington. And we do appreciate our partnership with them, and we're particularly looking forward to Lobby Day, February 23rd, we think it is, in partnership with them. So just to let you know how that's unfolding. Given the housing series and the recommendations we're forwarding to council, we may have some suggestions for the legislature as well, because that's what we're hoping. Tonight we have our 10th and final speaker in our housing series, where the primary emphasis has been on those 60 and over. Each speaker has addressed a different aspect, including factors to consider when moving, financing options, simple steps to take to ensure a successful home renovation or new build project, and the multiple dimensions of what it means to age in place. After our speaker, members of the Commission on Aging will ask questions of him, and then we will invite you, the audience, to ask questions. Your questions are important to us because they have an influence on the policy recommendations we're making to Clark County Councilors in a joint meeting with them in January. And in February, Clark County is hosting a housing summit where our report will be discussed with policymakers and major players in the housing industry. Tonight, our speaker is Aaron Murphy. Aaron is a businessman, an entrepreneur, as well as a community philanthropist and in this community. Aaron's career extends over nearly 20 years in the fields of architecture and real estate. Welcome, Aaron.
Appreciate it. Well, I was told to stand still. I wish they could shackle me to this thing. That's going to be tough, but I think it's because of the TV. I actually grew up right here in Hazel Dell, Prince Claire River High School, so although I drove 3 hours today to do this for you, this is home. So thank you for having me, and thank you for everything you guys are doing around aging in place. You know, Dr. Patrick Rodin is the local to your community as well, and quite an advocate. You guys are doing some good stuff. So, again, I'm an architect in Paulsville, Washington, outside of Seattle, and you'll learn why I'm out there doing this and passion and why me. But why don't we just get started with the subject matter? And for me, I think housing is the hub of successful aging in place, okay? So I'm just going to say, by raise of hands, who would like to know how you could live 7 years longer? Some of us? Okay. Who'd like to know how to save $500,000 during retirement? Everybody's about the money. Yeah? All right, good. Let's get into it. I'm going to hit both those things on the way through. What is aging in place? Well, guys, a public building like this one, and I know it because I'm an architect, is designed for everybody to get in. But buildings in general are designed for right-handed, able-bodied, perfect height, perfect weight, perfect hearing, and the ability to communicate with another human being verbally. Raise your hand if that's you. You're lucky it won't last. Raise your hand if that's your parents. Okay, so we're going somewhere that doesn't actually fit, correct? Okay, so that's what we're here to do, is think proactively about the future. So what is aging in place? That's the idea that you should have the right to choose where you live, how you get your care, what your future looks like in retirement, including your housing situation, okay? Our goal is to empower you. I wouldn't do this once a month for the last 7 years for free if I didn't think it was important to get people to think differently. So that's why I'm here. And I'm going to make sure that we laugh a little bit, okay? What that says is, stepping up this show in 7 years, we'll be doing the same thing, still bald, no teeth, and wearing diapers. Okay, life is full circle, is it not? Okay, so it's okay. If you can't laugh at yourself, because I know the subject of aging can be tough, laugh at me, I'll be the butt of the jokes, I can take it, okay? So if that connects to the internet, then the graph will change. If it doesn't, I'll tell you what it would have done. But the whole point is that you guys know that a lot of you are baby boomers, right? You're part of the silver tsunami. But what that graph would have shown you is that between 1950 and 2040, the largest age change population is the 85 plus. It goes from 0.5% in 1950 to 5% in 2040, a tenfold increase. Now we all know why this is happening, right? I mean, there's this new third of life, the longevity economy is what people are calling that. And you know, it's funny, I think it was 1889 when they came up with the retirement age of 62, if I'm not mistaken. Our life expectancy was 47. That sounds like a political decision, doesn't it? Okay, but we're living longer than we ever have. Technology, medical advances, but housing hasn't thought that through yet. The other thing to consider is that you think about, you know, post-World War II, you guys being born, then we get into the 70s, wives go back to work. We all move to suburbia, and we get an extra car, and we want to live by a school. What about now? What do we need now that we didn't need 30 years ago, but we do for the next 30? Two-thirds of suburbia is now empty nested, soon to be 75%. McMansion and the 30-foot foyer doesn't mean much to you anymore, does it? Okay? Gotta start thinking different. Why me? I'm 42. What do I know about getting older? Well, what I know is Mary Jo, who was my grandmother, lived in a split-level home on Sylvan Hill behind the zoo. And the 5 years that I was going to the University of Washington and coming home with a backseat full of laundry, I watched her from being 5'9", traveling the world, playing bridge as a master's level bridge player, enjoying her life, to 5 years later, 5'2", trapped in a hospital bed in the living room and doesn't know grandpa's name. Okay, so osteoporosis and Alzheimer's took Mary Jo. And Carl wrote it out. He's a Roman Catholic till death do you part by God, right? So we saw the whole thing. But what I noticed, at 19 at UW in architecture school, I wasn't ready to learn about grandma's diapers, but I was ready to learn about houses being broken, and that's what I noticed. Split level, 8 steps to the front door, 8 steps back down to the laundry room, 7 steps up to get to a shower. She couldn't do any of that by the end of it. That doesn't work for us, okay? And then 15 years later, you know, I had a car breakdown, rode a scooter for the summer, but summer doesn't last long in Seattle. Bought that car right there, a 93 Ford Taurus or something, when I was... and 2 6-year-old kids, 60-year-old children, brought me that car. Said, whose is this? I said, Mom's. We finally got her to give up the keys at 93. Oh, where does she live? Somewhere in Silverdale, Washington, by me. Said, I'm doing a little homework. Do you mind if I ask what that costs? $150,000 out of pocket and $8,000 a month for her to live in assisted living where she lived. I said, huh? Raise your hand if you have an $8,000 mortgage. If you do, I'm adoptable. And credit, you don't. So those are my two aha moments, 15 years apart, and that's when I became CAPS certified, which is a certified aging in place specialist through the National Association of Home Builders. Just on the flip side, that's Carl Murphy, who in 96 beats me at shuffleboard every time and kicks my butt in gym. So there's two sides to every story. And since then, I've gone on to speak once a month for the last 7 years, from here to Chicago, Seattle Home Show, and I got to speak actually on stage with Patrick Rodine, who owns agingInPlace.com, and Louis Tenenbaum, who's known as the father of Aging in Place. Both of them in Chicago, and Ms. Cronkite was in the room. It was really the experience. I've also been to Tokyo since then to do a TV show about it. But what do people want? Okay, what does AARP say? What do the polls say? Well, at one time it said 89% of us of the first choice would choose to stay in our own home. 9 out of 10. It's still more than 4 out of 5, even if you add the question, what if I need a help every day with something? Cooking, cleaning, driving, okay? That's our first choice. Those other statistics, 9%, 4%, we don't necessarily want to go anywhere else. There's kind of the pride and burden statistic of not wanting to go to your kid's house, right? And then even the CCRC, which is the Continuum of Care Community, all those assisted living, independent nursing home, multi-billion dollar industry, openly admits they only capture 5 to 8% of the population. So those two stats match perfectly. But what's happening is we change. Okay? We all know this. If you guys drive home tonight, you know this, right? Your eyes change, your posture changes, strength of muscles changes. What can we do about those kinds of things when it comes to the house? How can the house help? Or what about falls? What about safety? Think about the cost of hospital stays, readmittances, things like that. A third of people over 65 fall. Half of them have fallen before. And 1/10 of those turns into a serious injury, and 9 out of 10 fractures come from those kinds of falls, okay? And then the other big issue right now with the new third of life is we're outliving our money. Okay, most 70% of us are supposed to run out of money 10 years after we quit working, but we're living a lot longer than that. So how do we make it last? Okay, the people that are doing remodeling are doing it for a few reasons. Safety, ease of use, flexibility for the future. Okay, these are all things that circle around a common terminology called universal design, and we'll get into that, okay? Patrick Irving actually mentions environmental press. It's the idea of use it or lose it. Have you heard the story of, and I have more than once, okay? Let's say, you know, the wife passes away and then the husband goes into some sort of a facility setting where they cook for him, they clean for him, they mow the lawn, there's no dog to walk, right? There are stories of people that were really able. Now I get that, you know, heartbreak can kill you also. But using your brain and your body for as long as it's safe to do so is actually really healthy. So even if I'm asking you first to consider mowing the lawn, but even just finding the plumber, walking the dog, doing the gardening that you love to do, those things will keep you in your body and your brain healthy longer. So keeping in a house to the extent that it makes sense safely is the right thing to start with, okay? And again, this whole thing is about empowering you. I want you to make decisions about what your healthcare choices look like. I did a presentation, probably the biggest room I've ever done this in front of, was about 275 people. There were two steps onto a platform on the podium. I'm gonna leave the screen for a second. I intentionally tripped and fell on the way up the stairs. Disappeared behind the podium, pens and papers went flying. All the men go, what an idiot. But I stood up and I said, did that scare you? What if that was your mom today while you were at work? It's too late to hire me. You cannot find me, do a design, get a permit, do a construction project in the 8 weeks that she's in rehab after hip surgery, but when she gets home, her needs will be different. So what are the 70% of things we can do to houses that work for everybody before we start talking about you as an individual, okay? That's the proactive side. And again, this is not the right answer for everybody, and eventually it won't be the right answer for anybody, but it's the first answer and the best answer for your happiness and your finances. We'll get to that. Okay, of course, there are other continuums of care when the time is right. Like, I think your house, your routine, your family, your choices are the right place to start. So what are people doing? Everything from letter knobs, okay? And again, I said my folks live here. I have a great relationship with my parents. My mom has tripped and fallen coming in from the garage to the laundry room. When I found that out through Dad, I said, Mom, if you want to see your grandkids, I need to see a photo of a grab bar and a drill driver sitting on those steps so I can install it when I get there. Or you don't get to see your grandkids. Love you. Okay. She did it. I put it in. The next morning, Dad, who rides his bike 30 miles a week, comes in from taking out the recycling and goes, wow, that thing's really nice. You should have done that years ago. Okay? Once it's in, right? But anything around aging, you know, you go to the home show, the kid who's trying to, he's 24, he's trying to sell walk-in showers or, you know, fill up the bathtub, sit-down showers. And, you know, there's a 50-year-old daughter and a 76-year-old, her dad, guy's shoving the kid out of the way. Get away from me, that's for old people. Okay, it's up to you, right? There's a guy called, a friend of mine, Michael's an interior designer in California. He calls it the Cleopatra syndrome. She's the queen of denial. But there's a lot of products, okay? Even light switches and plugs are not put in the right height for all of us after 50 or 60 years old. Even something that simple. There's 100 years worth of housing. Now the 50s ranch, right? It got close. It's only one step up to the front door because we ventilated crawl spaces. But the hallways are still only 36 inches wide, which doesn't work with any mobility devices. So, okay, just things to think about. Now, you think about technology, we'll get into that in a second, but that says it's a pacemaker for your heart, plus you can download apps for your liver, kidneys, lungs, and pancreas. Okay, technology is coming a long way, right? Individual products, of which I will show you a few, are really ahead of the curve. It's just how does it all go together, okay? So what does design do? Well, it can help us stay mobile, stay active, stay in our routine. Open floor plan concepts, break room concepts started coming out. Around 2003, master on the main floor started to become a trend. But who lives in a house built in 403? Most of us, right? Okay, so we got some work to do on housing. And spec house builders, unfortunately, who inherited daddy's spreadsheet in 1984 and the line at the bottom is red, not red, it's black, right? So they don't want to hear it, they don't want to listen. So you guys have to drive that market. So what can we do? Lighting, color contrasts, materials that show edge conditions, okay? Your eyes, there are laboratories all around the world studying things. There's a gentleman in St. Louis who's taken on studying the built environment for aging and Alzheimer's as well as autism, actually. And he has proven that glare, I mentioned your drive home tonight, is 200 times more debilitating to a 90-year-old than it is to a 20-year-old. White vertical surfaces cause vertigo in Alzheimer's patients. So when your contractor says you don't need a designer, it's just a grab bar in the shower, he's wrong. Okay? Way, there's a lot more to talk about. That's actually a horrible picture. Brown on beige on brown on off, yellow on brown on beige. Horrible, right? We can do better, and I'll show you how in a minute. So what about tech? Over in Tokyo, there were two places I got to go. I got to go to Toto's bath R&D department, and I also got to, we only know Oki for commercial printers over here. I went into a room in Oki's showroom in their facility, and there's this little heart-shaped opalescent globe sitting on a side table. And there's a little tiny camera, looks like, you know, Safeway security camera up in the ceiling, barely notice it. I can walk around a room this size, be all the way across the corner, and the globe is green if I'm moving. If I come sit in the chair and stop walking, it's blue. If I hold my breath, it's red, and my daughter gets a page on her smartphone. Okay? Lots of discussions about Big Brother stuff going on, right? But a lot of people are hitting that at different levels. But security, okay? Off-site security. Lively does it a little bit different. They use a key fob. There's one on the fridge, one on the pill box, and one on the car door. All I needed to know was, did Dad go about his routine today? I get notified when those move. That's all. No cameras, okay? You don't care what I have to say if the money doesn't pencil. That's all there is to it. It's true for the builder, it's true for the client or the buyer, doesn't matter. So let's talk about the money. So I just updated this for 2016. The average private room in a Washington State assisted living facility is $54,000 a year or $4,500 a month, okay? A semi-private room in a nursing home, remember I said you're gonna fall and break your hip, or mom might, and she might not get to come home because we didn't think ahead. We can't get her house ready in time. Do you like this alternative? $8,900 a month? Most people don't, okay? Just moving in general, they say, can cost up to 10% of the price of your home. Okay, remember my story, 150 grand out of pocket, 8 grand a month. Scary numbers. So let's talk about a better number. The great thing about boomers and older folks, two things. They typically have some equity in their homes. Boomers have, a lot of them have good FICO scores. They have 5 times the net worth of the US average. They spend 70% of the disposable income available in the United States, and they're in charge of 49% of packaged goods in the US. So they buy stuff. They want a good deal, but they want a quality value deal, okay? So let's talk about it. I'll round way up. Let's put an elevator in a two-story house. Let's make a zero-threshold shower you can roll a wheelchair into. Let's widen the doors in the hallway. Let's put in a ramp to the front door. Let's spend 150 grand at 5% on a home equity line credit is $750 a month, not 8,000. I'll even give you 20 hours a week of in-home care help. Driving to doctors, cleaning, cooking at $19 an hour, okay? I can put this home equity line credit line price together and the $19 an hour for 20 hours a week, and you'll save $30,000 to $35,000 a year on a fixed income during retirement. Raise your hand if you're interested. Raise your hand if you're not listening, because your hand should be on out. Okay. It's a win-win, right? So, for those of us that, you know, have equity and have credit, that's a really reasonable option. And it's going to save you a lot of money in the long run. And if the pencil's like that, 90% of people say they want it. Medical costs are in charge of about 50% of all bankruptcies in the last 10 years. Interest rates are at historic lows. Why not? Save your garden, stay there, keep your pet. You know, routine is really, really important as we get older. Does anybody know a deaf, or a blind, I have a deaf dog. Does anybody have a blind dog, or have ever met a blind dog? It's around the house okay, doesn't it? It's memorized, isn't it? Move the furniture and then tell me what happens, okay? So nobody's in a hurry to change their life day to day, right, their routine. So let's not do that any earlier than we have to. So what have I done to get ready for all this? Well, like I said, I've been to Tokyo. I actually put on what's called an age suit twice, okay? Yellow goggles, earmuffs, gloves with bumps on the inside so you lose the tactile ability to recognize things, a mask to button up a shirt, count change, get reams of paper off the bottom shelf in the kitchen drawers. But the suits, they strap you in a way that limits your mobility. Couldn't get arms above shoulders without a lot of pain and effort. They put 25 pounds into weight sacks on your hips and your knees. Tough stuff. So I can empathize. I've actually been through it. And I know too. I mean, I've torn my Achilles playing basketball. Okay, the stairs suck. Excuse my French. It's hard work, right? Even if it's temporary. Okay, so those are the kind of things that people are doing to simulate stuff in the research and development world. The one left is in Tokyo and sweating my rear end off, and they've got cameras and lights rolling for a TV show. It was embarrassing, but like I said, laugh at me, I can handle it. So what kind of products are we talking about in the house? You wouldn't know if I didn't tell you that that guy's standing in a residential elevator. Who remembers the first cell phone? An analog brick with a cord and a briefcase for $3,500. Okay? Everything gets smaller and comes down in price over time. We're getting there. Okay? But simple things like being able to get under a sink. Again, in a public building, I know as an architect, one of the bathroom stalls and sinks is wheelchair accessible in this building on every floor. Okay? Not true in house, not required. Okay, but things like a flip-down seat in the shower, or a vertical shower handheld sprayer that's actually a grab bar, those are products that are coming out online for the residential facility. So we're not trying to make anybody's home into a hospital. If they didn't put a wheelchair in that picture, you wouldn't know that I was talking about universal design or ADA or anything like that. that, would you? It's a nice kitchen. This one does a much better job of combining daylighting, ambient lighting in the ceiling, task lighting closer to where you do things. It also does a better job of color switching between horizontals and verticals. You've got a dark floor, light cabinets, dark countertop. Okay, again, I don't have to make it a hospital. Good design disappears. It just works well and you didn't know why, but you really liked using it. Okay, that's what this is about. But there's other things going on here. The height of the oven, it's up a little bit. The lower countertop where the chair actually is. They do more now drawers where you... I just met a lady in Seattle that I did an aging in place assessment for. Most of our discussion was about changing her, just where her stuff is in the kitchen. Okay? The top bowl is above her head, right? Or if she tries to grab all four, her shoulders at 88 aren't the strongest part of her body. Okay? Hips, quads, thighs, butt, those are your biggest muscles. So if we can be lifting the heavier things in that core strength area, you're better off and it's safer. Okay? Just things like that. Doesn't matter what your style is or your taste, okay? You can be modern. The curtain and the glass panel edge is the grab bar, so is the shower vertical track. Okay, so you can flip down. Towel bars are grab bars now. You know, I talk about denial, and sometimes it takes time. It's kind of like peeling an onion with family members, especially when the child has to become the parent. That's not easy on anybody. But over time, about the fifth time I saw mom and she had a couple glasses of wine and I had zero, she admits that she's pushing off the toilet paper holder to get off the toilet. Yeah, it's a 3/4 inch screw in sheetrock. It's not in a stud. It's not doing anything for her. So when she went to Neil Kelly in Portland, because they have really pretty cabinet pictures and 3D and color and they make all that money back on the cabinets, but when she got those drawings to remodel her bathroom, I said, Mom, just give me 5 minutes and a red pen. I'll never say I told you so. You never have to say you were right. Sound good? All I did was change the door swing into the bathroom, so if she fell, she's not blocking the door. And I put blocking in between all the vertical studs before she tiles her shower floor to ceiling. And I said, now you can put grab bars in when you're ready and we don't have to talk about it. Okay? Nickels on the dollar to think ahead. Okay, I'm showing a little bit of participation here now that I've pointed at a couple of these pictures. You see something that's different than your kitchen, raise your hand. What is it?
You can roll underneath the sink.
You can roll underneath the sink. Good. What else? Yes, sir, back.
Microwave
is down below. They actually make them also where the door of the microwave is a flip down instead of a side swing. They make an oven now where it's a side swing instead of a flip down. You've seen the two drawer dishwashers, right? The first idea behind it was water conservation. Okay, once we're empty nesters, we do less dishes, but you can also wheel under the top drawer. Okay, anybody else see something unique? The dishwasher is up higher, right? Yep, microwave down, dishwasher up, stuff like that. And again, ambient light. Pot fillers are great. We don't want people lifting boiling pots of water. Okay? Wet locations, bathrooms, kitchens, laundry, those are the three places we typically have accidents. I can't go room by room in a half hour, but just so you know. I don't know that I totally buy the sit down and fill up the tub thing yet. Who knows what Bernoulli's principle is? Okay, if you turn a 2-liter bottle upside down, how fast does it drain? Only as fast as the neck is wide, right? So they brag about their 6-inch shower, you know, outlet, but the pipe's 1.5 inches, 3 feet later. We haven't changed that yet, so I'm not convinced. But in Tokyo, I put my hands and feet in this shower that was all just mist. So your body completely stays at temperature without having to wait for it to drain while you freeze your rear end off. Okay, the great thing about Tokyo, when I was there, Japan's the oldest country in the world. They're 15 years older per capita. They're not getting it all right, but they're forced to guinea pig all this stuff for us. At the International Home Health Expo, Honda and Toyota each had 15 different ways to get in and out of a car in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Okay. You've probably seen some ramps that go in the back of minivans. They have the shotgun seat next to the driver, come out on an arm, sit on the asphalt for a side transfer from a wheelchair, and then come back into the car.
That's
awesome. Okay, that's where we're going. They're ahead. Okay, you'll see it. Lots of good stuff. And it's just about how it all goes together. Atlanta has this thing. They're starting to get to the spec builders, the new construction. They're calling it the visitability movement. Just like you have to have open space if you do 40 lot developments, or you have to have a bus stop, or you have to have so many fire hydrants, they're requiring that, I think it's like 30%. And they're getting credits and, you know, fee changes on permitting. I think 30% has to have an on-grade door. They're calling it the visitability movement. I like the term because my mom doesn't want to talk about it getting older, but hell yes, let's talk about Judy next door. Okay? It's way easier to talk about someone else, so let's make it about someone else. Mom, don't you want Judy to come to the Christmas party? Well, she can't get in. A lot easier conversation, isn't it? Okay? So they're requiring that one door doesn't have to be the front door, but one of the doors has to be on grade, which means no step entry. Okay? I wrote a blog on Empowering the Mature Mind. One of my websites called I'm Sexy and I Function. Okay? If sex sells, then we better stick with that if we all know that's true. So don't make it a hospital. Okay? But if I can make things that are attractive as a series, that are actually grandpas, but hide themselves as other things, now we're in business, right? I can put these kind of things in my house and not feel like I'm institutionalized. That's where we need to go. Okay, so what I want you to do when you go home, I'm almost done with you, is I want you to take what's called the sock and ball test. Go home and put your hand around a tennis ball or a baseball, and put your hand with that in a sock. Go use your house. All I've done is create early rheumatoid arthritis, right? Your hand starts to curl, your grip strength starts to go. Can you get in the house from your garage? Not if it's a doorknob. Can you use your microwave? Can you get in your car? Okay. Look, can you turn on your shower? My six-year-old daughter, she's nine now, you know, couldn't turn the two knobs and get the temperature right, and she was always screaming about it, burning her hand, right? 88, 8, I don't care. That just isn't good design. Okay, lever-handled faucets, things you can do with the back of your hand. Those are the kind of things we want to be looking at as we move around our house. You've got my contact info, email me and tell me how that goes. I'd really like to know. Okay, that's what I want you to start. And again, 70% of this stuff will apply to all of us. Before the 30% that has to do with what's your family's medical history, are we going to talk about MS or Parkinson's or anything like that? A lot of this stuff just works better for all of us. Get it right on paper first, okay? I'm missing a fingertip to prove that we should probably measure twice, cut once, okay? I tell people all the time, when I do an estimate for an architecture project, I bid it with three rounds of revisions. If you take five, so what? You going over budget with me is way easier than going over budget by moving walls after they get built. Okay? All about planning. And it's way easier to do all of this in planning mode. The phone call that I typically get, but I'd rather not get, his mom just fell, what are we going to do for the house? Okay, again, that's why I'm here doing this for free, because I want you to think ahead. And if I can only get to the U.S. 50 people at a time, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? I mentioned that I'm kind of a quarterback. Okay, I may have shown you three products you knew and seven you don't. How do they all go together? Okay, that's really kind of what my job is to put a team together. My business card says architecture without the ego. That's part of my tagline. I'm just one educated opinion. Bring more opinions to the table. We'll get a better solution. Okay? Right? Bring your financial planner. Bring your elder law attorney. Bring your parents. Bring your kids. Whatever. Okay? Bigger team, better answers. lots of great websites out there. I know your guys' county website has a lot of great resources as well. If you need the slide for any reason, just email me, let me know. But please, be proactive, okay? Franklin said it best, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And but first we gotta get our head around the fact that it's gonna happen. You know, aging is the best kept secret, and if you're lucky, you get to find out about it. What's the alternative? Okay. If you found value in this, please let somebody know. I have written a book. I do have them here for sale. If you'd like to come see me afterwards, that's fine. But more importantly, take the message home, take it out in the public, and share the idea of not waiting until it's too late. Thanks for your time.
So, do any members of the commission have questions for Aaron?
You mentioned the home equity line of credit, mortgage, and some of this stuff. What's your thoughts on the reverse mortgage issue?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for some people. It's kind of tough to stand at a podium and make a blanket statement about it. It is the right answer for some people. It's just not the right answer for everybody. And without getting into another 20 minutes of detail, I don't think I could even sort of siphon out the funnels of who it does and doesn't fit for. But do your homework, okay? And get advice from more than one person. And then there's lots of scams out there. You know, it's funny. Back in the 50s, you would probably ask the person in the pew at church next to you who they should call for a plumber, right? We're back to that. It just happens to be a website, okay? Because there's so much garbage out there, so many scams, so many people trying to take advantage, that although we use our computer to look up information, still ask somebody you trust, okay?
Mary?
Aaron, you touched on Atlanta, and I have heard some things about Atlanta before, and we're preparing to make a series of recommendations to our own county councilors. Can you just give us a brief summary of how Atlanta has succeeded in promoting this kind of housing?
Yeah, well, there's only two choices, right? Carrots or sticks. True? Okay. I think they've done it correctly with what appears to be carrots. Okay, and that means that they've incentivized the builder to get their head around the idea. Okay, I mentioned, you know, they inherit their dad's spreadsheet, and if it's not a red line, they make money at the bottom, and they don't want to mess with it. And you have to stay true to that. Just like I said, if it doesn't pencil for you, the listener, then you don't care what I have to say. That's true of the builder, too. So there has to be the checks and balances where the bottom line is similar for them, or even better. So permit fee structure or expedited timelines, because time is money to a builder with dirt they're paying on. So it's in the structure, but it's typically at the permitting and at the government level.
Follow-up question. Typical single-family median-priced house, how much percentage-wise more or dollar-wise more to do the zero-step entry, to do the wider doorways, and do the accessible bathroom?
From the raw land up, no cost difference. Really? Remodeling costs more than new construction because you have to go backwards to go forwards, right?
Right.
So it's actually tougher to fix what we already have in inventory. But, you know, planning ahead wise, maybe it's, you know, 5% depending on how far you take it. But it's not a deal breaker. I just don't know because the market hasn't said so enough times, I think.
Any other communities that you would recommend as being pioneers in this endeavor?
You know, that's a good pilot system in Atlanta from the governmental perspective. You know, there's village communities going on, Finney Ridge in Seattle, or Nest
you may have heard of. That's a little bit more about the services side of things, because aging in place doesn't necessarily work if home health doesn't work, if transportation doesn't work, if right, it's not a standalone solution. We just have to quit designing solutions in silos and start looking at how they interact and how they overlap. I can send you some more. I can't think of the
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, Austin's paying attention to it too. I haven't done a lot of research on that one.
Pima County, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let's go way back. They used to call them retirement communities, right? Sun City, to go to Arizona. So, there were start points sometime back, but it continues to evolve as how long they live evolves, because, you know, a Sun City was designed for 55 plus. That's a little different than talking about how do we stay home after 85 or 75, typically.
Thank you. Anybody else? Are there those of you in the audience who have a question?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you're lucky enough that between retirement and some later time, we spend part of the year someplace else. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering whether there's any similar advice on making that ultimate home also one that can take care of itself for 2 or 3 months every year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mentioned the dishwasher thing, that it was originally about energy conservation, water conservation. Product selection, for sure, can go a long way to being less maintenance-free, or, you know, more maintenance-free. Whether it's just something as simple as using a hardy product, which the paint should last a lot longer than a cedar product, or, you know, there's dimensional stability and things that are engineered. That could be a talk on its own, but the short answer is yes, product selection, when you have unoccupied months, should be a part of that equation for you.
Yes, here in the front,
Colette. I was wondering if there was a chance that you know anything about resale value of a home that has been modified?
Yeah, that, you know, there's two sides to that argument. Number one, okay, the average home life cycle for buyers is, on average, as a U.S. average, it's 7 years, okay? The next 4 buyers of your home care about this. If you care about the 5th, I'm confused. You know, that's somebody else's problem. So my point is the next 30 years, right now, go home and ask your real estate agent what's flying off the market. First, it's Ramblers. Second, it's Master on the Main. They're getting full price offers with escalation clauses on day one. So, yes, I know there's a cycle up and down. You can comment on your own about political environment at the moment, but on average, I think the next 4 buyers will care more about what you did and be interested in it than you've ever run across. So at some level, I'm arguing that it's uncharted territory, but current statistics say you're not going to be out of the buyer hood for doing it. And the other side of my argument becomes, it's your house, do what you want. Let your kids undo it before they sell it. Stay there longer, safer, make that the next person's problem. We're talking about you, your happiness, and your longevity. Absolutely. Yeah, and we're coming in, you know, Google caretaker burnout. Bazillion articles, right? Because we're all starting to do this. I think it's something like, I think the average, I'm going to guess and get it wrong, but I mean, there's somewhere around an average of, you know, 12 to 20 hours a week of caretaking going on in 20% of the homes, and it'll be 40% by 2040. So this stuff also makes the caretaker's job easier, okay? Which allows them to last longer and stay safer. So it's actually a win-win to the caretaker. Thanks for bringing that up.
I also want to mention that Aaron's talk was filmed by CBTV, so you can watch it again if you'd like to. And by the end of the week, Jackie will post his presentation on our Clark County website.
Donna, did you have a question?
Yes. It's kind of tagging on to what you were talking about American cities, but I was fascinated about your visit to Japan. How can we translate some of that back here? I always think of them as being more technologically involved. Did you find that in this situation for aging in place?
Overall, yes. And again, I think it's forced by their per capita age. That they have to figure some of this out first. Are they technologically advanced in general compared to the rest of the world? Absolutely. But there's other countries, you know, Holland, Sweden, Finland, there's other places where if you guys go online, you can find something. I think it was actually a teenager that came up with this idea because she was having a hard time watching her grandmother struggle. There's a spoon now that will shake to offset your shaking. So a standard spoon, and you watch the video, you can find this on YouTube. I remember, we'll have to look it up, but you know, first you watch me with a standard spoon, and you know, the disability has a shaking and it's spilling, and then they hand them this other spoon that's counteracting that, and they're eating without spilling milk. Okay. So, you know, product-wise, worldwide, there are people studying things at product level. It's just, which ones do you need and how do they all fit together at home?
Was there a question in the back somewhere?
Any I'll stick around if anybody thinks of anything else, but thank you very much, you guys.
So thank you so much. So our new business is just kind of a carryover. Pat Janik is working with AAA on our potential lobby day in February. So I think last time several of you indicated you wanted to go to that. So that's still a go. December 20th is our next, or December 13th is our next meeting time. And it is a work session only. And that's when we're going to be putting the finishing touches on our report. The public is welcome to observe, but we will not have a regular meeting in December. January 17th is our joint meeting with the County Council, where the recommendations that we've developed from the housing series will be made formally to the County Councilors, and you will be able to observe that session. We're counting on it being productive and friendly. Any other business to come before the Commission? If not, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's that little fish side of me I can't control sometimes. I think you got one too.
Well, the house we're in now was bought 25 years ago, and it's tri-level. What a nightmare. We went to a remodel of a kitchen, and still there's problems. The biggest one is the accessibility. The microwave is just high.
Yeah. Well, can you have a room on the
main? No. See, you just have a front room, and we've opened up the kitchen into a large space, but it's now a real contempt. So, you get one of them little scooters that takes you up the stairs.
Yeah, that's an idea. That would work.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't have a problem with